Welcome, guys, to the Breeze podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. We're here in front of you if you're watching this. Finally, it just took us 91 episodes to realize that we actually have the opportunity to do it in video form.
True.
So I just have one question for you, John.
What's that?
Do you sleep on the inside or outside when you sleep together with your girlfriend?
What do you mean?
Like if the bed is next to the wall, do you sleep on the inside or the outside?
I'd alternate.
Alternate. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I like the outside because I just feel like that's an easy access to get to the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I have this theory that women likes to sleep on the inside because they feel protected, and men likes to sleep on the outside because they like to protect their woman. Do you get what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I feel that. I feel it's probably similar to like when you're walking on the sidewalk. Like, what side of the sidewalk do you walk on? You know what I mean?
Do you
walk on the left side or the right side when you're walking with your girl?
Yeah. That's
if you're true. A real man, you're walking to the side of the road.
So, week in review, John. What's been up? Talk to me.
Bro, week in review, man. I feel like not much has changed, but I gotta make it a bit more like exciting because we got the video now. You know what I mean?
Yes. But, so we can just do things with our hands.
Yeah, bro. Like, I got my guitar here if you want to play some guitar. All I've been doing. Like, I've been just writing songs, the same routine. So, like, routine is kind of boring. Like, if you just, every week we're talking about it. But, like, for me, it's like I'm on the routine now. So, like, every day, 7 songs a week.
Organized schedule, GI test, interview.
But we're on the routine now, bro. So it's wake up, meditate, exercise, write music.
Nice, that's good.
Journal. I'm trying to journal now. I'm trying to get my thoughts down every morning.
Uh huh.
Been doing that consistently for like 3 weeks right now. That's good for me. Like, I feel like at peace with that.
That's been it,
you know what I mean? Like, trying to
continue to
educate myself on like everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ontario is starting to open up a little bit. Like,
that's positive.
You have gatherings, and just taking it one day at a time, man.
Nice, that's good. To hear.
What's good?
I had a bit of a issue with the authorities. I don't know if it's the right word for them, but like the local authorities, the authorities that deal with my grades. So I see that my grades, they're not in the system, like the because in Sweden they have a digital system for your grades, right? And the last test I did, It was pretty late, the end of May or something like that, because they kept pushing it and pushing it. So I got the grade, I think, was June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so then I've been on the system because I know from everything that I've gone through, it's just been a mess. And I've talked about it on the podcast earlier too, but it's just a mess when it comes to like raising your GPA and doing these tests and whatever. Like, it's just a complete mess. So I called the school where I did the test, which is what's it called? It's a grown-up education center, is what they call them in Sweden, for after you finish school and you want to complement or take extra courses or whatever. So I called them and I asked them, and they was like, Ontario, what do you call that? The province. The province. So they're like, call your province and talk to them. So I call my province and they say that they haven't received anything. And they're like, So I told them, they said they sent it. And she was like, yeah, but when did they send it? So, and then they closed. So I had to wait until Monday. So I called them on Monday, and the grown-ups education center thing, school. Yeah. And the guy was just a complete a-hole, just a complete retard.
So question, just to clarify for like the listeners about home Barbados, would this be like the equivalent to like the Ministry of Education? And like, is it like government kind of, or not really?
No, this is not the Ministry of Education. So imagine like St. Michael, saying, you know, all the different parishes having their own Ministry of Education.
Right, so that's what it is. So it's government. It's a government thing.
Yeah, it is a government.
That's what I meant. Like, just like sort of like people about home can relate because like we only know one still, but
yeah. So same. Anyhow, so I call this guy, and like the first thing he says is like, he's like, well, technically, the teacher put the grade June 3rd, and our deal with the provinces is that we need to deliver the grade within 30 days, which means we have to deliver it by July 3rd. And I just lose my cool because they delayed the test, first of all. Yeah. I did a test at another school that chose to do it online. They could have done the same thing. They're debating by doing the test online or doing it like at the physically, right? So I start going off at him. And then he's like, I see here that you have an A in Maths 3B. Why do you have a grade in Maths 1A? So I call him, explain to him. I'm like, I'm raising old grades to higher my GPA to get into the school that I want to go to. And I told him, I was like, please don't F around. This is my future. You guys need to sort this out. This is insanity.
Yeah.
Like, you should just get it done. And like, so we debate for a while, and he takes my number and he goes in and he checks it. And he was like, okay, I'll call you back later today before lunch or after lunch. And he was like, if we manage to mail it today, they'll get it by tomorrow or Wednesday. So I was like, oh. And then he was like, I've never, ever seen someone do a test in Maths 1A when they have 3B. And just taking digs at me for no reason. Like, come on, bro. This is ridiculous. Like,
that's not your job, bro. Like, just put the things in.
Yeah, just put the things in. So then I call my province and I talk to the administration there. And she was like, yeah, so we look at the post every day and we enter the grades every day as they come in until Thursday lunchtime, because the deadline online is Friday. So I was like, okay, thank you so much. Guy calls me back and he was like, okay, so I got your grades. The only thing is that the teacher has to sign it, which he's done, so I can send it away. I was like, what? Like, come on, bro. So unnecessary. And then I saw yesterday that it got entered into the system, which is fine. But bro, I would have fallen through the cracks of the system if I weren't been the one that been on them and called about this, and you know, which is insane. It's just like, sometimes the way government runs, I don't know why they don't run like efficient corporations. It's just weird.
You know what's crazy? Like, when you're about home, you think like, it's just like the Barbados government. Like, when you have to do it, like whenever you have to go into like a government building or deal with any department, it's like, it's an issue. But then you think like, it's just like isolated to Barbados. Like, even when I moved to Canada, like having to do like simple things, like sign up for my insurance number, like just simple things. Yeah. Like, you realize like the processes that like they have in place is just like archaic, bro. It's just like like around the whole world, you know what I mean? So you can't really isolate
governments to Barbados. Everywhere are bureaucratic, slow running, and just, yeah, I don't even know the words for them, but
I don't mind. I need a refresh, you know.
So to all the viewers, I do this to the governments.
I don't know, me and Molly might be watching this, so shout out to me and Molly.
Okay, I'll do this to the regional Providence that I had to do. Actually, no, but yes, because they did put me through a hard time too. But I give this to the grown-up education center, whatever, because it's really bad.
Hopefully he watches this, you know.
Who knows? I think... I was actually just showing you, John. I have a little scar here that I got.
Yeah, fair.
That's
fair.
Why I was showing you
that from skiing. Figure. Yeah, that's from skiing, right? From skiing.
It's from something. Various injuries. Various injuries. We're on here on video,
bro. We're this here is... like live, and no, not live, but we're here direct. You know, so we're in. Here.
Okay, let's just let the listeners know who we're talking to about coming on the podcast.
Yo, so is it next week?
Next, well, obviously I got the Beja response, which is like, I can accommodate you, but we have to coordinate closer to date.
Fair. That's so Beja for real. But yo, mine's a big win still. Like, if you watch Barbados cricket, if you watch West Indies cricket, like, you know, you probably heard the name. Like, now it's your turn to add on to that.
Jason Holder.
Yo, shout out to Jason Holder for real. Like,
so, listeners, video viewers, next week, depends a little bit on Jason's schedule, but in the near future, he's down to do the podcast, so we'll have him on. So why not just comment your questions if you have any questions, or send them in on a voice note on Anchor that we could play.
Send them through.
Yeah.
For real.
So with that, do you want to get into Chopped Up?
Yo, Chopped Up, what do you want to talk about? I think I have one thing I want to talk about for sure.
Yeah? Yeah?
You know, Tencent?
Yeah.
So remember...
The Chinese company that's huge.
Yeah. So remember last week we spoke about Warner Music Group?
Yeah.
And why I thought you should buy into that. Well,
yeah.
Tencent just bought $200 million worth of shares in, like, and just $2 million in Warner Music, but they also invest in, I think it's Universal, invest in, like a bunch of U.S. companies, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, China's just bought, like, everything is low right now. I know China's just, like, they have the capital to be like, yo, I'm finna buy up what I think is going to blow up.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting how they're approaching this whole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you need to go buy that Warner Music Group.
I know. Okay, so let me tell you the story, right? So there's something called invoicing, and there's something called paying an invoice. And for some reason, my business partner amongst one and one other client amongst ones have not paid their stupid invoice to me. That's so awesome. Coming up midsummer, there's midsummer celebrations here in Sweden. And I went into my portfolio because I'm like, I need money because these people are not paying me. It's 6 days due. No, it's frustrating. Meanwhile, I have a girlfriend who's asking me, are you angry about anything, Victor? Which I'm not. I'm in zen mode.
She gonna listen to the podcast and know what you're angry about.
So I go into my portfolio and I see my Canadian weed stock and this technology company. I don't even know what they're doing. So it can't be Growth Corp and this tech company named Toby. And I think, I don't know about them. I don't see a future for them. And I realized 170 crown loss, which is what, like $16 US, $16 US or something like that. Because I had to get liquid, bro. I had to get liquid. I'm like the
cash flow ain't coming through for you. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't getting no cash flow on the business front. So he's like, you gotta liquidate the assets. You know, it's like
exactly. I had to liquidate my assets, bro. So uh, So Mans had to do that. And the thing is, like, I probably made more money now, because if they'd paid me, I could have bought the Warner Music stocks that you were talking about.
It's Fox, bro.
But as soon as they pay me, I'm going
to
buy the stock.
Yeah, you have to.
Then we'll have your Warner Music stock competing against my Canadian Canopy Growth Corp stock, which will be fun. I think you're going to win that battle, but who knows?
A couple companies, I think, I forgot the name, boy. They deal with insurance. They sponsor. I think Shiv worked for them.
Okay.
What's the name of these people, bro? Like, their insurance company, they're going public. It was in...
I saw that on the Morning Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the name,
the biggest one in the US. Like, it's huge. Yeah. It's set up to be the biggest IPO.
Yeah. Ever. I know they're saying, like, other fintech companies, more fintech companies might take that approach of going public. So they even mentioned Revolut. They were like, yo, Revolut.
They did.
I was like,
Oh.
Yeah, in the same Morning Brew, bro.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, yo, you got to get that Revolut stock, you know? Like,
yeah,
Whenever that IPOs, you got to get that for sure.
But the thing is, and this is actually good info for the listeners, when you work for a startup or whatever, you get options.
Yeah.
And what an option is that you have to, so essentially the company has an option pool with a bunch of stocks. And then usually you can choose to either get a cash compensation or an option. Mm-hmm. So let's say you get 5,000 pounds of Revolut stock based on performance, right? And those options will mature in like 2 years, or I think, let's say in Revolut, I suspect it's when the company goes public, and probably like, I don't know, a year or two after that. And then what these companies do is that they give you compensation packages, but the stock is locked until like 2 years, so you have to work for them for 2 years because you actually get it. And that's like a scheme to keep the
that's how you keep the talent there, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're working in a startup anyway, you should be invested in like this, like in that startup succeeding, you know what I mean? Because the probability of startups failing is higher than anything else, you know what I mean? So That's just a way for them to make sure you keep working.
Yeah.
But there's some companies like Revolut, I'd be like, yo, I'm taking that stock option B. You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you? Like, I feel
but John, so I know a lot of people who works at Revolut. I'm not speaking for them. I'm just speaking about like, but what I'm saying, John, is like, so usually in startups, now talking broader, right? Mm-hmm. So usually in startups, the salaries might not be as competitive as like, let's say, Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you choose to work for a fintech startup, you might get a lower salary than Facebook.
You definitely will. That's a guarantee.
You will get a lower salary. So then it's like, okay, so let's say you get that 5,000 pounds of stock options, let's say. But then, like, you know, it might be worth 50,000 pounds the day the company goes public. Right. However, today is today. And if you have a low salary and you have expenses, then you might need. But if you are in a position to take the options, you definitely should.
Like, no. And I feel like, I get your point. I get your point for sure. But in the term, like, long-term thinking, if you take a job at a startup, like, you take the job because you believe in the startup. Like, regardless, it's a risk. You know what I mean? Like, if you go buy a stock on Nasdaq, it's a risk same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like,
with
this, you have, like, direct interest.
Yeah.
Like, you directly affect the company's performance.
Yeah, yeah. But, so like, here's the thing.
It's a difference if we're talking, like, employee number 3 versus employee number 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if
you're
employee number 50 right now and they offer you stock options...
Yeah.
Like, and you have a crop salary, I'd take the crop salary beat.
Okay.
Like, you know the miles are going to go public, you're a freaking unicorn company. Like, why would you not take the stock options? You know what I mean? Work hard, and then if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. But, okay, so this is interesting.
Mm.
Where the conversation steers up is when the founders and the co-founders sell, but the people with the options can't do that. So true. That's a discussion, you know, because then you have all these workers and stuff. And as well as the founder is usually like equity wise, they have like 30-40% of the company or whatever, yeah. You know? So, because I remember reading reading an article about Revolut that our boy Nick sold like 30 million pounds worth of stocks of Revolut, but he still owns like 30% of the company, whereas the co-founder, shout out to Nick, by the way, our boy, he loves Barbados, co-founder, he's a billionaire, shout by the Nick, way, bro. Now, shout recently, which is sick, super cool guy. But anyhow, whereas the co-founder, he sold as well for a couple of millions of pounds, but he held like 10, 16%. I'm sorry, I'm rough. I don't know. It was a long time ago I read it. But yeah, so yeah, that's how it goes.
True, especially. And then if you're like, I don't know, man, it's tricky. But I feel like you're taking a gamble if you're working for a startup still. So
yeah,
double down on that. I would double down on that gamble.
If you believe in the company enough to take a job there and work for it. But then there's another thing too, because I know my friends that works and have worked at Revolut, they get pouched and headhunted hard, bro.
True.
So then it's like, you know, these big consulting firms or banking, other like traditional legacy banks will come and like, okay, you get a $200,000 salary.
They pay you back
with us. Vacations. You'll get this. You'll get that. You'll get, you know, use our company jet. No, I'm kidding. They probably don't go that far. In my world, they do.
I mean, some companies do. Like, some companies that I work for had that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was wild.
Yeah. What? You get to use the company jet at IBM?
Oh, no, IBM, bro. Like, I don't think it's all went on this podcast, but I'll tell you after. Like, That's a thing.
Well, did you get offers from companies that said that you could use?
No, like, I've been in the company jet.
You've been in
the podcast?
Have you been in a private jet and we have not talked about it?
Yeah, I've been in a private jet, bro. It's not my private jet. Like,
talk about it, John!
I'm trying to remember if this was before the podcast.
John, this has not come up on the podcast.
This is before the podcast. Podcast in 2018. Yeah, this is like summer of 2018.
Okay. Like,
I've been in the company jet. I went to...
Whose company's jet?
Yo, I was on a company
Barbados jet. Barbados Light and Power.
I was in the company jet.
Okay.
I went to Dominica.
Okay.
I was like four people in there. Okay. Obviously, Dominica had, like, at that time, like, they were, like, they had the hurricane, right? So,
yeah.
There was no airport like that. Like, the airport was torn apart. So, we just landed on the runway and just, like, walked into Dominica, which was pretty sick. So, like, leaving Barbados, it was like, yo, we didn't have to go through, customs or anything. It was just like, yo, you have your passport? All right, give me your passport. All right, cool. Then they, like, escorted us onto the runway.
Yeah.
And then we go on the jet. And I was just like, bruh, this is crazy. This is crazy. And like, I'm just sitting in the bot. Like, it's like me, my boss, me and my manager, my boss, and like some other like senior managers. I'm just there like, what am I doing here, bro? Like, I just went for the day, came back, and it was like, it was cool. You know what I mean? Like, it was, it wasn't like super luxury. Like, it wasn't like,
this is the life. John, like, put his legs up and, like, sipping some champagne and,
It wasn't, like...
But it's one of those smaller jets.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, how you see, like, the rappers. They have, like, the caviar and then they got, like, the couches and stuff. But it was, like, private jet.
It's cool. Still a private jet. It's still a private jet.
But, like, I didn't register that in my mind. It was, like... Yeah. I know, like, in the future, you're probably going to have, like, some crazy, like, luxury... Like, jet. I'm like, we both have a jet, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we could talk about that experience. I'd rather talk about my experience on my jet.
We can have a dick measuring competition with our jets and yachts, John.
Yachts for sure. Yacht is my goal, bro. I need to get the yacht still.
Yachts are so chill.
They actually are, man. You just go on the yacht, just get away from the land, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the goals. That's the goals.
Yeah.
What else we gotta talk about? Chopped up.
Well, Bezos is coming to what, the house to testify or something like that first.
Is he confirmed?
Yeah, he's confirmed. They said it in the brew.
Today or yesterday?
I think it's yesterday.
Word.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, they were like, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg's going to be there too. But then it's like, this is Jeff Bezos' first time. Like,
yeah. He's had deep pockets to not having to go to the house.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. That should be interesting.
Yeah. Interesting to see how he does with his age and maturity compared to Zuckerberg and his age and maturity, if you get what I mean.
True.
Another noteworthy thing is that I saw that Tesla released like a 72-page sustainability report. It looks so sick. I haven't read it. Bro,
I have it open, but I'm afraid to swipe. Like, my computer's going over time.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to read it still. Like, my boy sent it to me. Like, yeah, it's pretty sick. Like, it is visually appealing. Before we continue, bro, we can't talk. Yeah. Like, we can't talk about news tech without saying PS5 dropped last week.
Yeah,
brand new PS5.
Word. You know what I mean? I think it's so sexy.
It's definitely sexy. I never had consoles growing up or anything like that. But only this past year, living with the boys.
Yeah.
Just playing 2K.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I have to get one now, bro. Like, so I can, like, if I'm in Calgary, the boys are in Toronto, I'm playing 2K with them, like, late at night. Like, yo, what's good for me? You know what I mean? But it looks worse.
Bro, the thing outputs, like, I think it's, like 2 or 3 teraflops.
I don't know what that is, bro. That is just...
So, you have gigabyte, right? Yeah. I think you have terabyte, and then you like teraflop is like, I don't know. It's teraflop. It's insane. I'll pull it up now. But the thing is, so I started looking at the thing because I don't know if you know the game Ratchet and Clank.
I had Ratchet. My brother had Ratchet and Clank on his PSP. That was the first game I played like from PlayStation.
Yeah. So it's so sick. It's so sick. So, yeah, same for me, bro. And, so a teraflop is, let's see, a teraflop is 4 teraflops, 50. Let's see, how many gigs are in a teraflops? 1,000 gigabytes in 1 teraflop.
Yo, I think we're like, miss, like, one... A terabyte is 1,000 gigs. So I think this is not related to storage.
No, it's not related to storage. It's related to computer speed. Like computing speed.
I pulled it up here.
Yeah. But still, so it's like, it's
terabyte. Operating per second. Floating point operations per second. In case you guys are wondering on the other side. Yeah.
No, but anyhow, so the new Ratchet & Clank game, that's the only reason why I need to buy the PS5 and also the up-and-coming Grand Theft Auto 6, obviously.
Yo, that's so opposite to me. Like, the only reason I want to buy it is 2K, bro. 2K21.
Yeah, I've never realized these, like, I think that FIFA is kind of fun, but, like, basketball, like, no,
yeah,
bro.
I actually don't like FIFA.
Okay, but you like basketball because
I like
you're
basketball.
Sucker
I like,
for it.
But I like playing against other people. You know what I mean?
Bro, have they done... Can you still play like as Kobe?
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? You can play as like anyone. You can play as
did
anyone that ever played.
Did they do anything in the game to like, you know, to like...
He's legendary status.
In remembrance of
He's
Kobe.
A legendary.
In
like Kobe. When he died, like... they had like a thing on the game. Like everyone, like everything's updated up to this day, bro. Like they update like all the jerseys. Like I have the 24, they have 24 in the Lakers court. It's like, yo. Okay. And then you could create your own player and then play against like people like across the world.
And must be nice.
Let me tell you something.
Such as yourself.
No, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. So the NBA.
The finger.
The NBA. The NBA, right?
The dada finger.
Yo, listen. Don dada this is finger. Important.
The
this
NBA.
Is important. This is important, bro. Because it's like, this is an investment opportunity in the future.
Yeah.
So the NBA has three leagues, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the NBA.
Yeah.
There's the WNBA, which is women's league.
Yeah.
Then there's the 2K league, bro.
Okay.
So like they pay people, like is so every like NBA team. So
2K is online.
Yeah, on consoles. Yeah, yeah. Like they, every NBA team has like associated 2K team.
Yeah.
And like they treat those players the same way they would treat like real life players. You know what I mean? And they travel and they go to tournaments and they win money. Yeah. Like Drake just won. Drake just invested in like I think he invested in some in like 2K companies, 2K teams, because like. I think it's going to be, like, the next thing. Be, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to be playing 2K, like, and watching 2K tournaments the same way they watch NBA tournaments. I think it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, I'm going to show you how 2K be
one no, of these but, days. Yeah, so back to PS5.
Skip the whole generation.
Skip the gem. No, okay, so I've always been a PlayStation guy. I just think it's a bit... it's more exclusive than Xbox. Sorry, Xbox people. I think it's I get a more premium feeling from PlayStation compared to Xbox, and I also feel. But so when I saw the Ratchet and Clank game, I was like, okay, I need to get it. And my girlfriend, she was also like, she was like, oh, this is sick. Like, it'd be sick to have it. But then it's like, okay, supports 8K resolution. So I start looking at 8K TVs and I'm like, okay, this is gonna put a hole in the wallet, if you know what I mean.
But then, like, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they only, like, put it out? Does it, like, upgrade it? Like, if it's a 4K video, would it, like, show 4K or would it, like, try to, like, upgrade that video that's coming out of the console? Or do you need, like, true, like, 8K recording to be able to experience that 8K? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You definitely need 8K, an 8K TV to experience 8K gameplay. However, I think, like, if you do 4K gameplay, I'm not sure if they downgrade the 8K to 4K or if they just stream out 4K. Not sure exactly. Like, there's not too much about the console yet. But imagine, like, I don't even think I've seen an 8K TV. I actually have, and it's like, it's just insane. So imagine, it's just, these are the times where I wish I'm rich already and can just, like,
I just was never, like, a Xbox. I just never liked Xbox. I didn't, like, to this day, I don't think you can, I think you have to put batteries in the charger.
But, like, come on, come on.
You know what I mean? Like,
the console is square. Like, it's so actually ugly.
It looks like a high-rise building in Toronto.
Like, I saw the memes of the PS5, and I'm like, ha, but it actually looks sick.
It's sexy, bro. It's actually nice.
And the controller as well, like the new camera.
Yeah.
And the thing that I want to know about is the PS5 as a media center. That's what I want to know about, you know?
I feel that. Like, I guess all I'm going to do is watch Netflix on it and play games, to be quite honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, I've never had a console. I never bought a console, but this Christmas... Might just do it.
Yeah.
Pre-order that ish.
John, are you going back to Barbados for Christmas?
I don't know. I didn't think about it. I'm still like in my mind, I'm still like in my previous travel plans. You know what I mean? Like in my mind, I'm supposed to be in Los Angeles right now. You know what I mean?
But
I'm supposed to be going to Barbados like in 2 weeks. So I don't know. I actually don't know. I would love to.
Yeah.
I've been, like, that would be 2 years since I haven't been.
Yeah.
But.
Because I think, like, bro, so I'm bringing my girlfriend for New Year's. You should bring yours and we should just, like, you know, have a vibe.
I feel you. But, like, it's either, like, I might be in Los Angeles. I might go to Los Angeles instead.
Yeah.
Because same sun, I get some work done. I don't know yet, bro. We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll keep you keep you updated.
Bro, don't forget about Barbados. I think you're breaking all our Bajan hearts here, bro.
What do you mean, bro? I have to get my ish, bro.
Yo, I moved to Canada. I'm so international. I have to go to LA.
Yo, I have to get the work done, you know? Like, we have to get the work done. So when we come back to Barbados, it's like, okay, once on
you
want to
pull up like the Hennessy boys.
Yeah, I have to get this work done. I can't forget. I can't forget Barbados, man. Like, but I also can't forget myself. I got to get this work done, you know?
Yeah, so, that's true. That's true. Bro. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what time, how long have we been on this call?
Oh, wait, also, I think when we have a guest, like another, an additional person, and the cap is 40 minutes.
45. That's,
45.
I have a subscription on Zoom for like one more week, I think. I'm not sure. All right, so I can host it.
If we get it, like, hopefully we get it within the week.
Yeah. we'll just see what happens.
True. But that's easy.
Yeah.
I would love to do Breeze Pick of the Week.
Hey, yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Star World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all. This is a song you can sing to your future girlfriend when you really know it's real. That's for life. Yeah, that's for life. I'm just trying to be real. That's for life. That's for life. I just need some.
Breeze Pick of the Week for, what's today's date? For June 18th. Which is tomorrow, but it's today.
Yeah.
J. Cole just dropped a new song called Future.
Oh.
Shout out to J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, bro, he's always been fire. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, crap. I was listening to the song. It's actually pretty solid. You know what I mean? Shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
J. Cole, right?
No, J. Cole Lawrence. Sorry, bro. Sorry for not saying your last name. J. Cole Lawrence.
Okay.
My apologies. J. Cole Lawrence just dropped a new song, Future.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys can hear it right now. Yeah.
Same. Wicked. That's wicked. Okay, John. Listen, I've been talking to Carl. And now when we have this.
You know what's crazy? I forgot about Carl. Sorry, Carl.
Yeah.
I was like, who is Carl, bro? What do you mean?
So I'm thinking Celine can do the video editing.
Carl can do the audio.
I think Celine's copy is better than Carl's too.
Yeah, so Carl will do the video audio, like chop that up and then send it through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Because I kind of chat on him a lot. So I feel like you guys have a better relationship than we do.
He can redeem himself.
And also he's healthy from Corona. Speaking of Corona, me and my girlfriend went and got our antibody test Monday.
Nice.
So let's just round it off with some Corona because we haven't heard enough about Corona. So they released this thing in Sweden that if you live around in the Stockholm area, you can get yourself tested from Monday, June 15th.
Did you get the test? Right?
So we're like, okay, me and my girlfriend, we're like, we're going to log on midnight, see if they opened it. But then they said the thing will open at 9 a.m. Monday morning. Mm. So we're prepared half an hour before they open. You know, we log on like, you know, 20 minutes before 9 a.m. And it was lagging. It took like 5-7 minutes.
Everyone's on the site.
Yeah, bro. Luckily, I got through first. Like even before 9 a.m. And then you get a code. And then I was like, babe, use my code. And then, but she got through and she got her code and it's the exact same code. So now afterwards, I was like, I should have leaked the code because the whole system crashed like 9:30 because too many people tried to log in. So you should have just, you know, leaked the code. It was like HFEC20F or I don't remember the code. But
so what's the code for?
You have to get a key. So when you log in, because in Sweden, like everything is digitalized, right?
Mm.
So you log in on Region Stockholm first, and there you get the key that you use for like the nationwide health thing. So you have all your journals and you can you know, you can order different tests and stuff on this site, on this, you know, the site. So you use the key on that site to be able to book an appointment to go and get your blood test and, you know, get it sent through.
Yeah.
So they had this form. They're like, have you had, because they're like, have you been free from Corona for at least 3 weeks? I was like, yes. Have you had symptoms? Or like, do you think you had Corona? Did you have symptoms? I was like, yes. Because I mean, I want to get the test. I who knows? But I'm just like, I'm going to get it, you know?
Mm.
And that, so my mom, she logged in like 9:05, couldn't get in. The whole thing crashed. That's and now crazy. All times are booked out like eternity.
Jeez. So when's your appointment?
It was on Monday. So within, they give you the results. I think it was like 7 to 9 days.
So you have the test, the corona test. So, Did they stick the thing at your nose?
No. So I think they stick the thing to check if you have ongoing corona. We just registered for antibody tests. So then they analyze your blood.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So that'll be insane. And I told my babe, I'm like, well, this is how society works, you know? Alphas eat the other, you know, weaker animals. Like, we shouldn't be ashamed that we got tested. Like, that's how it goes.
You gotta get ahead of the pack, bro. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's easy.
I have one last question before we wrap this up.
Hold on.
So I don't know. I know our audio listeners can't see this, but you have a whiteboard behind you, and then it looks like some kind of tray with a cloth for the whiteboard. It looks like a scissor. It's a jar of drugs, it looks like. And then there's some bandage.
Yeah. Oh, the deodorant.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering, where are you, John?
Yo, I'm in my room, bro. I'm in like... Okay. My bed's on the other side.
Okay, in Brampton.
No, I'm in. I haven't left. I'm in the same place. I have not been. I'm actually going to Brampton on Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday is Father's. I'm going to like to get some dinner.
Okay.
Over there, me and Vicky. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Should be cool. And then, yeah, I think.
Don't shy away from the subject. So
what's the question?
The question is, you said your room, you previously mentioned that you're currently staying with your girlfriend. Do you have separate rooms, John?
No, bro, it's our room. Like, it's our room.
Okay.
I'm here. Like, you're talking to me. You know what I mean? Like,
I just have to say, I love it that you guys have a whiteboard. I told my girlfriend we need to get a whiteboard in here. Like,
bro, we got this like, at the beginning, as soon as I got here. Yeah. It was a pain putting it up because it's drywall, right?
Yeah.
And
did you get the drywall plugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So. It came with it.
Okay.
Like, but I'm not accustomed to drywall because like back home is not a drywall thing. It's just everything is like concrete blocks.
Yeah.
So it took a minute, but it's done. Done. Okay, we just like brainstorming here like all the time.
That's good.
Brainstorm sessions.
Okay.
Write songs on it.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, still waiting for my songs. No problem. I didn't write you a good song. That's fine.
It made us sound the breeze pick of the week.
Oh, I forgot, John.
What did you forget?
Okay, so I'm listening to This Is Burna Boy. And I've heard this previously when I've been like listening on your type of music. And then I see, walk down, straight down, flock down, take time. So I was like, sounds familiar to John. So I hear these songs and I find where you get the inspiration. I was like, and John, the thing is, so to me, when I hear your songs, because I haven't heard most of the songs, I'm like, John is a genius. And I'm not saying you're not a genius. Yeah. Obviously, like Type Sound Campaign is a Type Sound Campaign for a reason, you know. But then I was like, So it kind of felt like you cheated on me, John.
Actually, but, so I'll tell you something. I've only heard two Burna Boy songs. Okay. I mean, listen, I don't know much Burna Boy, but like that cadence is not Burna Boy original. That cadence is okay. Caribbean. You know what I mean? So okay. like Tech okay. Time is something that we say a lot. Like Drake freaking says Tech Time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like no, but I just mean that sequence, just like musically, it's kind of like the same vibe as your one in Take Time. Do you get what I mean?
What song is that? Is that the
I'll find it and send it to
you. I mean, what song are my songs?
Take Time, that time, Mount Gay, maybe.
Top Boy.
So I have a Russian hacker. His name is Vlad. I'm gonna get him to hack your Spotify, and I'm gonna shadow you musically, and I'm gonna map you out. You don't?
I mean, as an artist, like Spotify artist.
No, just like Spotify, like to what?
Oh, yo, do you know what? Do you know what I listen to on Spotify? Let me show you what I listen to on Spotify. I'll show the people.
Yeah.
This is what I've been doing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I have playlists of like the greatest. I created playlists of the greatest songwriters to ever write songs. Right.
Okay.
So I have. I don't know if you know ever heard of Diane Warren.
No.
Yeah, I've heard "Unbreak My Heart" by. Nope.
No.
She's probably one of the best like songwriters to write ballads ever in the world. Like she's still alive, so shout out to her. I just have.
I don't know if you can see that. Yeah.
Written by Diane Warren, written by Nigel Charles, written by Raw Temperament, my favorite songwriter, written by John McCallin. Written by John McCallin.
Okay.
Written by Pooh Bear. Mm-hmm. That's all I listen to. I listen to these like four playlists. It's like it's just me studying, you know. So I can share these playlists for you.
Yeah, we can link them down below so you guys have them.
Yeah, especially the written by John McCallin one.
Yeah. Anyhow, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Breeze Podcast. Another week, another
Fox story. Week, episode 91, where it's in the books.
Bro, we're coming up to episode 100, bro.
Yeah, we're coming. It's coming there. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. Okay, John, let's send off the listeners and cover the camera in 3, 2, 1. Peace out.